WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen, and you can subscribe for free, like Lindsay did for 69 months. Nice. Though I thought we already had the 69 months of... Anyway, doesn't matter, Twitch things. You can use credit card RocketSock in the Fortnite app shop as hashtag epic partner. We're here to build another WrestleMania. A two-night extravaganza. Because this is what Tim wanted to do. Right, oh, that was the streak. This is the... Got it. Twitch things. Got it. But yes, we're here to build another WrestleMania with different rules. Stricter rules for most of us, except for one, because it's their first time. Anyway, I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern. I'm gonna try that again.
Some of us had fun and we added rules to ourselves.
Brent added rules on top of his of all the rules we had. Brent likes a challenge.
Yup. And it worked.
And if what we're doing already wasn't a challenge, he made it harder on himself for the challenge so that the next time we do it, he's already ready for the next challenge.
Yup.
Because last night we decided we know what we're doing next year. Yep.
Are you ready, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are we doing next year?
that's loud. And the one and only, Tim Stein.
Actually, wasn't that loud when you tested.
Try it.
Wasn't that loud when I tested. What? What are you saying? I'm so confused.
You're loud. You're very loud.
Am I very loud? Well, I can turn that down a little bit there. How's that? Is that better?
That might be a little bit better. We'll continue and see how this goes.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll make it official. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, streaming live all over the interwebs. You can find us at Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live. We've got a live and interactive chat room, in fact. I got to do is log in. If you don't have a Twitch account, they're free. Absolutely. Just, you know, like create an account and then you can get all signed in, come into the chat room and chat with us because we got stuff to talk about and we are interactive. We will talk back to you. Kind of like I used to talk back to my mom when I was a kid. But hey, still, we're talking back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what are we doing next year?
The same thing with more with a different rule. Actually, we could do it this year with something else.
The same thing with more work.
Yes.
Oh, it's even more problematic, Tim. It took me a good while to get to my card.
So anyway, there is that. So yeah, Bert, we'll discuss Brent's additional rule as we get into that. Because tonight we're building a WrestleMania with different rules than we did the first time, and Brent is excited for the idea I pitched to him just now. So we have content for later this year. Anyway, yeah, but before we get into it, there's something happening Friday, April 10th in Calgary, Tim.
Yeah, actually there is. It's a wrestling show that I'm going to be part of. I'm going to be sitting at a table watching it and calling the play-by-play action, actually. It is Ignition Pro Wrestling here in Calgary. Dramatic pause. Alberta, Canada. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. The first match kicks off at 7 o'clock. It is at the Chapel Hill Legion, located 60638 Avenue Northeast. And if you're planning on going, you can get your tickets in advance. All you got to do is go to PulseRushProductions.com. Advance tickets are $20. They're $30 at the door. It's a bit of a stacked card this Friday night, Rock.
Tell me about the card, Tim. What are we going to see?
Well, we've got Lucky Leland showing up on Friday night. Diamond Ryan Dickey and JJ Payday have a grudge match. Last show, JJ Payday got screwed over by Mira Malice. She actually was his valet, but basically, how you say, screwed him, not in a good way, and joined up with Ryan Dickey. So there's going to be fallout from that one. But on the card also, Rhino Reynolds, Carson Graves, the Canadian Goose. I can't believe the reception he got last month. That was absolutely incredible. Gypsy Mac will make her IPW debut. She's coming in from the left coast, as we up here call it. Kiki Roberts, the King of Queens, will be defending his title once again against Atheus Jones. Guess who the ring announcer is?
Who, Tim?
The Beast from the Middle East, the one they hail Ali.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and of course, once again, yours truly sitting ringside calling the action. If you're thinking about going, then go. You can, you know, rub shoulders with me and all the other people. The me is the important thing here because, you know, the me, you see?
I see what you did there. And people can go to where to get the tickets, Tim?
PulseRushProductions.com. Get your tickets advanced. They're only $20. You can actually pay at the door, Chapel Hill Legion, $30 night of the show.
That's this Friday, April 10th. A little bit of feedback.
It is.
But yeah, so go out to meet Tim and go see some great wrestling action this Friday.
Yay.
So with that out of the way, it's time to build a WrestleMania Part 2. Because when we were doing the first one, Tim's like, we should do it again. And this time, do
did
two
I really
nights.
Did that?
You did.
Yes, you did.
This was your.
So tonight's my fault.
Yep.
It's your fault. Yes.
Well, I don't hear you guys bitching and complaining, so it must have been a good idea. I think maybe it might have been.
I had fun, but I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, we talk. He's a glutton for punishment, and he wants to add on to things. So this time around, and you thought, oh, we're going to get away with this easy, because originally Tim's like, I already have my first eight. No, not quite. Can't reuse anything we did in the first go. And I have the lists from the first go, so if you try to sneak one in, not going to be a thing. Because we will be checking the record.
No worries.
I know for not for you, Brent. I was more for Tim, making sure he doesn't.
Yeah, he was afraid I was going to cheat. You know, or screw up. I put together my card and I'm thinking, you know what? This is great. It's going to be an hour. Boom. No worries. I started at like 4:30 yesterday afternoon. And what time did I bug you about all of the rules and regulations?
It was like
around 7.
Yeah, because it was 10 my time, so it might have been 8.
Yeah. And so finally I got the card put all to bed and looked it all over, and I was a little bit pissed off about one of the stipulations is all the wrestlers can only be used in one match, because I kind of threw a couple of things out the window that I wanted to use, which caused me to pick different matches than I wanted to pick in a couple of cases. But yeah, I got up this morning, put the coffee on, sat down, fired up the computer, went through the emails, called up the online newspaper to just catch up on whatever's going on Easter morning. Happy Easter, by the way, everybody, before we get too far into this. I looked around and I couldn't find any eggs, so I called up my two-night WrestleMania card, went through it, and something in the back of my brain told me, call up the old sheet for the one-night WrestleMania card that I put together. And it's a good thing I did, because, yeah, there was a double up in one of the matches.
I figured there would be at least one on your end. Yeah, I spent some time today putting it together. I revised mine like 4 times already. And as of an hour ago, I almost revised it again, but I stuck with what I have. We will, at the end, go through Casey's card, because he did, in fact, send a two-night WrestleMania card. But there's a lot we did the first go-around in his card, which we don't have the option for. So, you know, made his just a tad bit easier. And even then, he submitted the card to me and then had to make a change because he had already double-booked someone. So, that's how that went. The rules for this one is to book 2 nights of WrestleMania, 16 matches, 8 per night. You get 2 main event matches, 1 per night, at least 1 celebrity match. You can't repeat any superstars. You get allowed 2 openers, 1 per night. You can't repeat any championships. So there's some sort of legacy with the belt. You can't kind of, say, I'm doing this one, but it also has the legacy. You can't use the same belt with the legacy. So hopefully no one...
Yeah, one of my main events screwed me on that.
Can't do that one. And as we've been mentioning, you cannot reuse anything we used in the first one from, I think, 3 weeks ago.
Your own individual. You can't reuse one of your own individuals.
Right, from your own individual ones from 3 weeks ago.
Which means that if I picked one that I really liked, I could use that one.
Yeah, you could.
I could have. I didn't intentionally. I don't even know, because I didn't pay attention to what Brent his card was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so we'll do this where Tim, you'll give us your night one, and then we'll do Brent's night one and my night one, and then we'll do night twos. All right, so Tim, start us off.
Now, pretty much the criteria for this first go round of the two night is super simple and straightforward. I looked at everything and thought, you know what? Don't just put your favorite matches on there or the best matches. Actually build a show. And I actually worked on trying to do a theme where night one is one way that you'd leave and feel good about it and feeling like you can't wait for night two. This is my idea. So here's my night one matches. Are you ready?
All right, what's your...
Okay, so opening up, the opener that I picked was AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon from WrestleMania 33.
Okay, interesting choice.
Second match is Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston from WrestleMania 35.
Okay, so there's your Universal Championship.
Universal Championship.
That wasn't the title match?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Yeah, it was Kofi Mania. He won the belt from Brian, and they got rid of the whatever Earth Championship, and they brought back the black strap.
So we've already run into an issue.
All right,
the Universal Championship.
I think it was Universal, or it was the work. Hang on,
it was the WWE Championship. I don't know if it was Universal. I think it was the WWE Championship.
You're right. It was WWE because Universal was the red strap.
Alrighty, because why did I miss that?
I mean, that's the whole significance of the said match, and we talked a lot about it last week too.
Ah, shit. Yeah, but why did I? How did I miss?
So, I believe Tim has another WWE Championship match on his card somewhere. So,
because we had to pick two main events, which for me, both main events were title matches.
So you're kind of, and is it your night one main event?
Okay, the Universal, is that the WWE or the World?
It's the
Universal.
If that's the case, then I'm safe.
Kofi Bryan is the WWE Championship.
Yeah, it depends. It depends what your main event title is, and we can check the lineage of it.
Yeah.
All right, because here's the thing. It's so far back in time that this thing, you guys might let me slide on this one.
We will be the judge.
I hate to tell you this. If it's the WWE title, that is the long title, so you may have run into a problem.
All right. Well, this should be the only problem. I thought I had 7 title matches on my card. Shit. All right, so that one put an asterisk, and I might have to pick something.
We might come back to that one. All right, let's finish this out and see where we're at.
Okay, match number 3, Usos versus New Day for the SmackDown Tag Titles.
What, WrestleMania?
That was WrestleMania 34.
Therefore, Tag Titles, Usos v. New Day. Okay.
Okay, and now match number 4 is a no-holds-barred match from WrestleMania 22, Randy Orton versus Mick Foley.
What?
Huh?
Randy Orton, Mick Foley. What year?
WrestleMania 22?
You got the wrong opponent on that one.
That's Edge. I know that one because I almost used it.
I know that
it's one. It's Edge versus Mick Foley.
Yeah, because I know that one. That's on my
card. That's the blaming table.
Oh, yep. No, they fought at Backlash.
Yeah.
How did I screw that up?
So, okay, we're gonna wipe that one.
So the Usos New Day was also the Bludgeon Brothers for the SmackDown Tag Team titles.
So it's Usos versus New Day versus Bludgeons?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think he has Harper
versus who?
The Bludgeon Brothers. They won the titles at that.
So we have an asterisk for match 2. We have no match 4.
Okay, well, Randy Orton versus Edge.
No, it's not Orton versus Edge. It's Mick Foley versus Edge. At 22.
No, or he could do WrestleMania.
Mick Foley versus Edge.
Or you could do WrestleMania.
I still pick that one. Mick Foley versus Edge. Why did they put down Randy Orton?
You could do Randy Orton versus Edge at WrestleMania 36.
I could do Randy Orton versus Edge at WrestleMania 36, but I could do Edge versus Mick Foley at WrestleMania 22.
Okay, that's hardcore rules. Mick Foley versus Edge. I know that because I have that one. Right.
I almost had that one. I was. There was a while that I was looking at people.
Well, that's my match number 4, Edge versus Mick Foley.
Okay, so we've this double checking you did earlier, doing great. So let's keep.
Didn't work.
All right, match number 5.
That's my celebrity match, Dadgummit. That's Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and Morrison.
Bad Bunny versus Miz. And what WrestleMania?
37.
37.
Right. Okay,
I know that one because. You'll see.
Okay, keep going.
Match number 6, Charlotte Flair versus Asuka, WrestleMania 34.
34. That's which championship?
That's SmackDown Women's Championship, I believe.
SmackDown Women's Charlotte versus Asuka. We got to make sure he has this correct with this championships because he has 7.
Okay, so wait, he has
9.
2 from 34, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What was the other one from 34 I had? Oh, yeah.
The Bludgeons versus the Usos versus the New Day, where you completely forgot a team.
Yeah, where I completely forgot a team. I must have been half asleep or half drunk when I put the card together. That's the only explanation I have. I could always just say what Ali said every time he screwed up last month on the mic. I'm high.
Or just blame TKO. All right, what's next?
Blame who?
TKO. Yeah. Everyone else is doing.
Okay, so this is the one that I, on the first card, I was hemming and hawing and wanted to pick, but couldn't because of one of the participants. Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, the he never tapped out double turn match.
Submission match, oh, Bret Hart.
Tim finally joins Rock and I in selecting that match.
And Keishi. Anyway.
The only reason I couldn't select it for
Brett,
our one night card was because I picked Bret and Owen as my opener, which is like one of the top 2 of all time.
All right, okay. Rock, do me a favor. Keep an eye out for Ken Shamrock.
I am going to keep an eye out for Ken Shamrock, because you could have The Rock versus Ken Shamrock here somewhere.
Yep.
All right.
All right, and then my night one main event, Triple H versus Batista for the World Heavyweight title, WrestleMania 21.
Okay, you can get away with that one, okay.
And that's my night one.
That's your night one. All right, Brant, let's hear your night one.
All right, so should I tell my stipulation?
No, well, let's see if Tim can figure it out by the end.
Okay, so I have an overall theme for this WrestleMania. It's called the WrestleMania Payout. I wanted to see how many people I could fit on the card. And I'm sorely disappointed that I had to take one match off of my list because I wanted to make sure I had representation of a lot of different wrestlers throughout. And I wanted at least one, if not both of these guys, put on there, and it eliminated another match. So, Rock, I'm sad to say I did not have the gimmick Battle Royal in my WrestleMania card, and it kind of killed me a little inside.
See, I was going to put it on there, but I figured if you were doing it, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's still sitting there for, you know, the next time we do this. It's going to be probably what I build my card around. And honestly, if I had it in there, it still wouldn't have messed with anything else on this card except for one thing. But we're going to start with night one, and I tried to build this as, you know, like, I tried to put it in a good order so that people would, you know, go along with it. And I wanted to make sure I had a good representation of different eras. So, my night one opener. In a Money in the Bank ladder match from WrestleMania 23, Mr. Kennedy versus CM Punk versus Randy Orton versus Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy versus Finley versus Booker T. Want to start off hot, have a ladder match, let people bump like hell.
And that was, what, 21s?
No, that's 23.
23, it's okay.
Yeah, 21, I think, was the first one. It had better overall mix of people, but I had to choose this one.
Mm-hmm.
Match number two from WrestleMania X7, Kurt Angle versus Chris Benoit. So basically, Kurt wrestled himself. Next up, I went to our most recent WrestleMania, WrestleMania 41, for the WWE Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair versus Tiffany Stratton. Next up, in his return from injury, he's making an appearance at night one. It is the Kingslayer versus the King of Kings, Seth Rollins versus Triple H in a unsanctioned match from WrestleMania 33.
That's Rollins versus. Okay.
Next up, I went Randy Savage versus the Ultimate Warrior from WrestleMania 7 with Savage's career on the line.
Okay.
So we had some stakes involved.
Okay.
Next up, I went to WrestleMania 38, Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's title.
That was Becky and Bianca, right?
What?
Becky and Bianca?
Yep, Becky Bianca, 38, okay. Raw Women's title.
Okay.
I then have my semi-main event, WrestleMania 25, The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Taker going headfirst into the dirt.
Yep, that was the one I used the last time around.
And then as my main event for night one, which I am also using as a celebrity match, we're going all the way back to WrestleMania 1. Hulk Hogan and Mr. T taking on Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
All right.
No title match for the main event for night one. But no still, big stakes.
Big stakes are on the line. Let's see.
Ooh, big stakes. Ribeye.
I think we're at one so far, Brant.
Oh, we have one tie? Okay, cool.
With one tie so far, and but I have that on my night too.
Okay,
to get to that.
Wait a minute, wouldn't Brent have a tie?
Yeah, we picked the same. Like we have picked the same.
We have one. A similar match.
Yeah,
because similar match.
We have no,
Tim
we have
and I
same.
Have a similar match from his night one to my night two.
Yeah, no, I predicted to Brent earlier that we have at least three of the same matches. So we're at
yeah,
one.
So far, you've got one.
Yeah,
yep. That was the point. We have one out of eight. So.
One out of 16.
We'll see how it goes.
One out of 16 so far.
Well, I meant...
I know what you mean. Anyway, so my night one. We'll start it off. Last year's WrestleMania. World Heavyweight title. Gunther, Jey Uso, Yeet to open the show.
Cool.
Then we go back to WrestleMania 27. It's Randy Orton and CM Punk.
Ooh, Nexus barred from ringside.
Yep. Then we go to our first celebrity match. WrestleMania 24, no DQ, Big Show, Floyd Mayweather.
Wait, first celebrity match?
Yeah, first celebrity match.
Oh, there was only one celebrity match. Okay.
You know at least one celebrity.
Well, okay. Well, I got that covered anyway, so.
You got that. Yeah, I
have one per night, so.
Yeah, I have. That's what I mean. I have one per night, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We then go back to WrestleMania 30. Can't change the outcome, but it's John Cena and Bray Wyatt. We then take what Tim had put in. It's Randy Orton versus Mick Foley in an ODQ match at WrestleMania 22.
Randy Orton versus Mick Foley.
Otherwise known as the Hardcore Rules match, Mick Foley versus Edge. We then take a road trip back one year to WrestleMania 21. Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle. Our semi-main event comes to us from WrestleMania 17. It is Triple H and The Undertaker. And our main event for night one is from WrestleMania 37, the SmackDown Women's Championship, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair.
All right.
So that's my night one. That's cool. Alrighty. Kind of celebrity match in there. Got to put the women in the main event. Started off hot. Had some legendary names on the show. Now we go to Tim's night two.
Uh-oh. Do we have to?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of program. Night two is up to you now. See, let's see if what conflicts you have.
That's kind of the rule, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. You know, and I thought it's so goddamn good. Yeah, all right, so night two kicks off with Io Sky defending her championship versus Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley.
That was my opener of my first run of the...
Okay, I think that's okay, right?
WrestleMania 41. Smack- Why would that not be okay?
The Women's World title, because that's the SmackDown one.
No, that's the Raw. Is that the Raw? That might be the Raw one. He might be okay with that one.
No, the Women's World title morphed into the Raw title.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You might be okay. But yep. There is some cross lineage. So
the SmackDown title is totally different.
Right. Okay, hang on. So the Women's World title,
I Becky, researched
Alexa.
Trust me, bro.
After not having the WWE Championship correct, we got to just make sure it's you're good. I believe you're fine. I believe he's fine. We'll give it to him.
I believe so.
Okay. Next match.
Match number two, CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio.
From
26.
Okay.
I'm just doing a quick check here. Hang on. Sasha Banks and Bayley had a match at WrestleMania, didn't they?
I guess they were in a four-way at WrestleMania. They were tag partners at WrestleMania.
They were tag partners against,
I believe it was like Iconics and two other teams. The year they defended the tag titles. I believe that was 36.
Well, there was a four-way match,
right,
for the Raw Women's Championship with Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia.
But Bayley and Sasha never went one-on-one at WrestleMania. So what did you book?
The wrong match. So there is definitely 100% that's an asterisk.
We're just going to leave that as a blank for now, so we'll come back and you can fill it.
Number three? Yeah, number three is TBD. Remember, kids, in professional wrestling, cards subject to change. Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens.
Was that, what, 34? That 33?
33. Was that not for the U.S. title?
That was U.S. title.
Wait, yep. Which one?
KO versus Y2J.
Yeah, that was the one that Vince was disappointed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I picked.
Oh, Rock, also, if Tim wanted to go WrestleMania 36, Bayley versus Sasha, Lacey Evans, Naomi, and Tamina, a five-way for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Oh, that's where the... Okay.
Yeah, I can't do that because I already have both women's championships pegged. Right?
Yeah, you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, so number three is still TBD. But match number five, TLC 2.
17, TLC 2, Dudley's.
Now, that was for the WWE tag titles, right?
Hardys versus E and C. That was for the WWF tag team titles, yes.
WWF. Yeah,
so...
Wait.
That more... What?
That was the F.
Yeah, but I'm checking, does the Legend Brothers match?
Oh, okay, the Raw.
Because, okay.
Raw Tag Team.
Okay, no, that was SmackDown Tag Team titles, which were, have their own legacy, so you're good there. Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
Because they don't morph into anything prior.
Yeah. And then the IC title match, Sami Zayn, Gunther, is match number 6.
Title, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Okay.
Mania 40. And I picked the sequel last time. I'm picking the first match this time, Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, as my semi-main event.
So there's another Tim in mind match.
Even as a semi-main, too.
Yep.
I put the semi-main as the semi-main.
It wasn't the semi-main. It wasn't the semi-main on that show either, though. But anyway, because there was a match after.
I just heard a bell ring. My main event, I had Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Okay.
I had that slotted for a little while and then went with the other Hogan match.
Okay. That was an interesting piece of business. So he has no match 3.
Yep. He has a 15-match card.
He has a 15-match card of a 16-match card where we've had to correct it multiple times so far. I don't think any of us are surprised. With that said, you'll repeat it for him again, but let's kick off your night 2.
All right, my night 2. Tim would be proud. My opening contest from WrestleMania 10.
Okay.
Brother versus brother.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hulk Hogan, but Brett versus Owen.
Brett versus Owen, yeah.
My second match is from WrestleMania 34. Coming back from retirement after getting cleared, we have Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon taking on the buddies from the North, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Okay.
My third match on the card is for your Intercontinental title in a triple threat match. It's banger after banger after banger. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus.
And that was, what, 39?
34.
34? No.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, that was 39. You're right. 34 was Bryan versus McMahon.
Yeah, I was like...
Or Bryan and McMahon, I bet.
I was say, okay.
Match number 4 for the women's championship, or the women's title, I should say, from WrestleMania 22, Trish and Mickey.
Trish Stratus versus Mickey.
And yes, the women's title is different from the Raw and SmackDown because... It was deactivated, then it became the Divas then the Divas Championship had a run, and then the Raw and SmackDown / World and WWE Women's Championships were created on their own. So, there is no lineage to the women's title.
Correct.
I'm just putting it out there for anyone who might have. Next up is my second celebrity match from WrestleMania 37, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison.
So you and Tim.
We matched on that one.
Yeah.
I was wondering which one of you two was going to pick that match.
Well, when we had a celebrity, I mean, you have a couple of choices, and I was going with a good one. So I've had 2 celebrity matches, 1 per night. Now I wanted to kind of lighten the mood a little bit, and it was not included in the previous, because remember, I dropped it, but I have the GOAT on the card here in the Firefly Funhouse match against Bray Wyatt.
Fiend versus John. Okay.
My semi-main, I'm going to WrestleMania 19. One's on the way to Hollywood. The other won't be in the WWE for very long. But you gotta put the two of them together at Mania. It's The Rock versus Steve Austin from 19.
Okay.
That wasn't the main event at that show.
No, it was midway through.
And then my main event, if you noticed, there hasn't been a world title match in all of my card. It's because... For the Uwoo Championship, hence both titles were used in this one, Cody versus Roman Bloodline Rules 40.
Okay.
Anyone else that was involved, aside from the two of them, were run-ins. Doesn't count that they were booked.
We made that one clear. Tim, you heard him. How much of his card did you hear?
Part of it.
All right, Brent, run it down real quick.
All right, so I had Brett Owen 10, Brian McMahon, Owen Zane 34, Gunther McIntyre Sheamus 39 IC title, Stratus versus Mickey James 22 for the women's title, Bad Bunny Damian Priest Miz Morrison 37, Cena versus Wyatt 36 Firefly Funhouse, Rock Austin 19, Rhodes Reigns Bloodline Rules Uwu title 40.
All right, so
have a replacement match.
What is your replacement match?
On night 2, Trish Stratus versus Lita. WrestleMania 18.
Okay, can you give me the full match?
What do you mean, give you the full match?
Because that was not the match.
What do you mean, that wasn't the match?
That was not the match. Can you give me the full match?
Oh, for Christ's sake, no! I can't give you the full goddamn match. I'm working on the fly here.
Rock, would you like me to give him the full match?
Please give him the full match.
It was Jazz winning the WWF Women's Championship from Trish Stratus and Lita. I'm sorry, she retained it against them.
Trish Stratus, Lita, and Jazz. Triple threat.
Yeah, so like, so does that cover his women's? Yeah, okay. You only did that one. All right, good.
Because that's the women's championship, so.
I think he made it out alive on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Couple of asterisks along the way, but he got it.
Hey, is it just me, or did I have fewer problems this go around than I did for the first one?
No, you had more this time.
I had more than that.
It was double the matches. You had more problems.
More money, more problems.
Last time, I think it was only one match you missed. Anyway.
That is just absolutely annoying.
All right. So, my night two opener, WrestleMania 21, Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero.
I was hemming and hawing about that one, too.
We then go to WrestleMania 38, Cody Rhodes versus Seth freaking Rollins. Then we have to add some stakes, Brent, and this is where the one match me and you got together. Actually, one of the first of the two. I forgot, but there's another one. Career-ending match at WrestleMania 7, Warrior versus Savage.
There it is.
Which wasn't there originally, but I moved another match around to put it there. Which we'll get to in a second. Just like you, I wanted a ladder match. So we go to WrestleMania 33, Raw Tag Team titles, Gallows and Anderson, Enzo and Cass, The Bar, and The Return of the Hardys. Then we add more stakes. All the way back at WrestleMania 20. Hair versus title. Victoria and Molly Holly.
Ooh.
Then anything goes. WrestleMania 38. Sami Zayn. Johnny Knoxville.
That was one I had on there for a while. That was going to be my other celebrity match for a bit. But with 38, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we'll explain why in a second. Then we do the semi-main. WrestleMania 19, The Rock versus Steve Austin.
There it is! All right!
And for just like Tim's night one main event, mine is WrestleMania 3 WWF title, Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan. Originally, I had Hogan versus Savage for a while as the main.
But you wanted Savage Warrior for the stakes, so...
I need some stakes and... Move some stuff around. I also had, at one point, the women's match from WrestleMania 41. I also had Shawn Razor at that one point. And I also had the IC title ladder match from 31.
Okay. I almost had, at a point, the women's from 35 as the main event.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that would kill a lot of the other women's matches I would have had. So right, I was like,
That one's hard because you're tying a lot of lineage there with the belts. So yeah. I couldn't like use that one and then try to go around it. All right, before we go to Casey's full 16 matches, tell Tim your theme.
So, well, aside from the WrestleMania paycheck, Tim, did you notice a trend that was part of my card?
Because of the distraction that I had, unfortunately, no, I didn't.
Okay, so... I added the stipulation on myself. I could only use each WrestleMania once. So it made it a little bit more challenging of slotting things when I was going, oh, I can do that. Shit, I can't use 38 because I've used, you know, I used Becky versus Bianca. And I had, you know, Johnny Knoxville in there for a little bit. Nope, had to change that. So there were times it's like I had the Money in the Bank ladder match and I'm going, I have a lot of people there. Shit, I can't use that one because I want to use this. I wanted to use the gimmick battle royal, but I couldn't because Kurt versus Chris. So
I don't understand why you insist on stabbing yourself in the foot.
Because why not?
Because it takes it up a notch and it makes it more fun of like, not just I have to use every person only once, but like I can't rely on one WrestleMania to be three matches.
Just crazy.
Don't worry. That's the added step for the next time we do this.
Shut up.
No, that is. We talked about it last night. We were like, yeah. Because I told Rock, I was like, I want to do this. And he's like, that should be for the next time. Like, the next step up. And I was like, let's go for it.
100% not my idea.
No, not your idea. But.
Just for the record.
We're going to test
it
out.
That one's mine.
We're testing it out on a different event. Say
absolutely ridiculous, if you ask me.
Say SummerSlam. So yeah. Look forward to that one. But now, what Keishi Matsunaga decided to chime in.
It's time for Keishi.
Night one opener is Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, WrestleMania 21. He went to WrestleMania 29 for Chris Jericho and Fandango.
I'm going to lie, looked at that one too.
He then took WrestleMania 32's Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch.
I think that was on my first one. Yep, that was my third match on my first card.
WrestleMania 34, Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Okay.
He went the classic IC title, Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage, WrestleMania 3.
Most of us had that one.
TLC 2, tag team titles, ENC, Dudley's and Hardy's, 17, 18, Hogan and Rock, and the 26, your main event, WrestleMania 26, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. That's his night one. His night two has WrestleMania 33, AJ Styles and Shane McMahon, just like Tim's night one opener.
Wow, we picked the same match.
No one has this match. No one probably even thought of this match. Light Heavyweight Championship, Taka Michinoku versus S.A. Rios.
I know.
Believe that's WrestleMania 14, but I don't remember that happening. But
Wait, would you say Taka versus S.A.?
Yes.
It was S.A. Rios. Yeah, it was the second match on the card. Singles match for the Light Heavyweight Championship.
Okay. All right, that's not bad then. His next match was Anything Goes, John Knoxville and Sami Zayn from 38. There's his celebrity match. He then went to WrestleMania 12, Backlap Brawl, Goldust, Roddy Piper.
Well, it was half a match and then half the O.J. Simpson footage.
WrestleMania 38, Cody versus Seth Rollins. The classic WrestleMania 13 submission match, Steve Austin versus Bret Hart. He went with the Firefly Funhouse. WrestleMania 36, The Fiend and John Cena. And caps the night off with the WWE World Championship, Randy Orton, Batista, and Daniel Bryan.
From 30, my main event of my first card.
Yeah, so that was Build-A-Mania 2. Pretty good.
Fairly successful.
I would say it's a show. And that is the show.
So Rock, next week we're going to give our reviews of AEW Dynasty, right?
No, next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're on another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio will be the WrestleMania preview. Yes, it's time for WrestleMania preview week. Good luck, everybody. But tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we're live to talk about it. Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of Rack. We're talking NXT Stand and Deliver. We'll give our thoughts on that show. We'll be back Saturday, CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, as they kick off WrestleMania Preview Week with Sub and Rob's picks for WrestleMania. And we'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for Wrestle Talk Radio to preview the entire WrestleMania two-night extravaganza. All 14 matches. You may want to bring a snack.
I was going to say, there's only 12 matches right now, Rock.
By the time we hit air next week, Brent,
14.
There will be probably 14.
If not 15.
It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. It's at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. Tim.
Yeah. This is where I plug the social media that I have. You can find me at Flames Forums on X, Twitter, whatever the heck you want to call it. Follow me. I talk about whatever. But I post practically every day, and it's something that you absolutely have to follow because it's earth-shattering every time I post at Flames Forums.
Also go see Tim live Friday, April 10th at Pro Wrestling.
Oh, at the Chapel Hall Legion, 606 38th Avenue Northeast. You get your tickets at PulseRushProductions.com in advance, only $20. $30 at the door. Doors open at 6 showtime, or bell time, if you will.
7 p.m. local. Fly on out. You're not that far away, Rock. Come for the show.
Yeah, on the next flight out. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you can find me on various social media. X/ Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens.
Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gamers, not Twitch Prime, just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use current code Rocketstock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Skibbity Toilet, Brain Rot, Looney Tunes, and more, because hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the WrestleMania preview of WTR Sunday night. This is where Tim now says goodnight.
This is where I say have yourselves a great week, everybody. Yeah, the road to WrestleMania, at least for us, kicks off in the big bad way starting tomorrow night. Enjoy the week, and we'll catch you next Sunday for our preview show. Let's begin. I am who I want to aim now. Running with wolves and I'm on the prowl. WildTalkRadio.com.